Hello, this is Rick, and today I'm going to talk to you about setting up a Shoutcast server for broadcasting. I know there are a lot of people out there interested in doing either private or public broadcasting via Winamp and the Shoutcast servers. It's a very popular thing to do, and there are many, many, many Shoutcast servers out there. One place you can get to this information is www.shoutcast.com. That's Shoutcast.com. And this is where we get the Shoutcast server software and the Shoutcast DSP plugin software. What we're going to talk about today is getting the Shoutcast server software, installing it, and configuring it. In later tutorials, we'll talk about the Shoutcast DSP plugin for Winamp that allows you to take your stuff you're playing from Winamp and broadcast it via the Shoutcast server out to the world. Then after that, we will talk about the SAM encoder for Shoutcast. That is a not a free encoder. It's $129, and it's from Spatial Audio, but it's a very good plug-in,
You have mail.
and it works in places that the Shoutcast server doesn't do a real good job. Let me turn my email off here.
Alt tab, inbox tab, alt tab, gold, alt tab, inbox dash outlook express dash name identity, alt F4, gold wave, file untitled 1, Windows M, desktop folder.
Sorry about that. But the SAM encoder is easier to use than the Shoutcast, and once we get into that, we'll see what I mean by that. But for right now, we're just going to talk about the server. So, let me take you out to the internet.
Windows N. Internet Explorer. Enter. Windows Internet Explorer. Connecting dot dot dot. www period shoutcast period com. Enter.
And I'll take you to shoutcast.com.
100 links. Shootcast vertical bar free internet radio. Link graphic images slash sc dash logo. Link graph visited link home vertical bar aisle underline radio. Current listeners dash servers dash 9707 all natural. No preserve 98 visited link home vertical bar. Link news vertical link download vertical bar. Link Winamp vertical bar. Link documentation for link stats vertical link support slash link advertising. Land. Welcome to Shootcast Radio, the home of free internet radio. Tune dash into thou start and jump land. List of three items. 1. Link the Winamp Media Player. 1. Link download. The Winamp Media Player link. Click your right parent. 2. Check out the Shootcast directory below left parent. 3. Click the quote tune in. Quote button list end. Land, left bracket, link, play, a random station, right bracket, land, link, most popular stations.
And I think we gotta go up to downloads, sorry about that.
Shoot, vertical, link, current statistics, colon, listeners, dash, three servers, dash, 19,665. Link, news, vertical bar, link, download, vertical bar, enter. Shoot, dash, download. Link graphic images slash sc dash logo.
44 links.
Shoot, dash, download, link graphic images slash sc dash logo. Link release, shoot, cast. Shootcast dash link graphic images slash link grapher listener server 7 all bad nobras 98 visited link home link news vertical visited link winamp vertical link documentation vertical link stats vertical link supports link advertising land shootcast server dash version 1.9.8 available released 02.28.2007
and that's the newest version of the Shoutcast server
land thank you for your interest in Shootcast colon land link graphic images slash sc dash listener. Find out what tools you need to join the masses in listening to the wide variety of content available on our Link Shootcast online directory. Link graphic images slash sc-dj.
Now this link sc-dj, you would go into there and you can download the Shoutcast DSP plugin for Winamp.
If you would like to be one of the elite few online DJs and make your voice heard, please click on the image to the left and we will help you need to crank out those to link graphic images slash sc-serve.
And the sc-serve link here is to the server.
Enter.
45 links.
Shootcast dash download link graph dash. Current statistics call listeners dash servers 7 all match no preserve 98 visited link news vertical visited link link documentation link stats for link support slash for link advertise land. Setting up a server as easy as 1, 2, 3 dot 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 or maybe not. Released. 07.12.99. Land. Whoa, that's great to hear. Setting up a Shootcast server is actually not too bad. All you need is a few things. One, a computer laying around that isn't used too much, tons of bandwidth, and some knowledge in computers. Let's get started, shall we? Here are a few basic sections that you should cover to get rolling, colon.
Now we have some very basic documentation here that may or may not be helpful. I went through it, and it really wasn't all that helpful to me at first.
Land. List of three items. Bullet this page link. Download the latest version of Shoutcast server.
But you go through here, download the Shoutcast server.
Bullet this page link. Installing your Shoutcast server.
And then you can go here and get some instructions.
Bullet this page link. Configure your Shoutcast server. List end. Land.
Okay, so, and you would follow the same steps for the DSP plugin back on the previous page. You would go in there and download the plugin. I'm not going to go over all of that because it's straightforward and isn't difficult to do. So, I'm going to assume
Alt F4. Windows N. Desktop.
That you now have downloaded the Shoutcast server. You've installed it. And it should be in /program/files. Let's go see.
Home, my computer, enter. My computer, XP, home, left pair, enter. Folder view, list view, not selected, $Vault, $P, program file, enter. Folder view, S, scan soft, shock innovation, sensory, Shoutcast.
And it's in, on my computer, /program/files/shoutcast.
Enter, folder view, list view, not selected, content file folder 5, readme.txt.
Can you have a readme here that you can look at?
sc_serve.x.
The sc_serve.x is the executable for the server.
sc_serve.ini.
The sc_serve.ini or .ini file is our configuration that we're going to be interested in. This is what we have to set up in order to get the server working.
sc_serve.log.
sc_serve.log is a log file that the Shoutcast server sets up for us when we're using it. Gives us various information about the server, who's connected, how much it's streamed, all kinds of things like that.
sc_w3c.log.
And there's another log.
init-nas.x.
And there's our uninstaller.
sc_serve.ini.
So, what we want to do is we want to go into this sc_serve.ini file. And we want to open that up with Notepad.
Enter. sc_serve.ini-notepad. Edit. Alt space. Menu. X. Leaving menus. Edit.
And I need to maximize that.
Top,
go to the
semicolon, Shoutcast distributed network audio server configuration file.
And what I'm basically going to do here is just go down through this a bit. There is not a huge amount of stuff that you need to set up to get this going. There is a pretty good amount of information here in the INI file to hopefully get you going.
Semicolon, copyright left parent, C right parent, 1998-2004, Nullsoft, Inc. Semicolon, all rights reserved. Semicolon, last modified March 17, 2004, Land. Semicolon, if you want to manage multiple configurations, just copy.
And everything here with a semicolon at the beginning of the line is a comment.
Semicolon, this file to another name and run sc on semicolon such as colon. Semicolon, sc_serve.xsc_land. Semicolon, **. Semicolon, required stuff.
Yeah, we're starting to arrow down into things that are required.
Semicolon, **. Land. Semicolon, max user. The maximum number of simultaneous listeners allowed.
What we're coming up to now is the maximum number of users we want to allow to connect to our Shoutcast server at any given time. And this is going to be based upon your upload bandwidth capabilities of your connection. Here I have a 512k upload connection that I can do. So if I was going to do, say, a 64k stream, then roughly I could do roughly a maximum of 8 listeners, but you probably want to keep that a fair bit below your maximum upload capabilities, so I probably would go with 5 or 6.
Semicolon, compute a reasonable value for your available upstream bandwidth, left parent i.e. if Semicolon, you have 256 kbps upload DSL and want to broadcast at 24 kbps, you would. Semicolon, choose 256 kbps slash 24 kbps equals 10 maximum listeners. Right parent setting this value higher. Semicolon, only waste RAM and screws up your broadcast when more people connect. Semicolon, than you can support. Max user equals 5.
And then this line right here says max users equals, and yours will say a different amount, but I've set mine to 5. I think they default to 32. But you would change this line to your maximum number of users.
Blank. Semicolon password. While ShootCast never asks a listener for a password, a semicolon password is required to broadcast through the server and to perform semicolon administration via the web interface to the server. This server should semicolon consist of only letters and numbers and is the same server your broadcaster. Semicolon will need to enter in the ShootCast source plug dash in for Winamp. This value semicolon cannot be blank.
Now what they're asking for is a server to configure this out, a password to configure the Shoutcast server with. So when you set up your DSP plugins for Winamp, you'll give it the same password, and this allows just you and only you to connect into your Shoutcast server for broadcasting and administration.
Password equal blank.
And I'm not going to give my password there, of course, but you would change it to whatever you want it to be.
Semicolon port base. This is the IP port number your server will run on.
Okay, now we're coming up into the port that we'll use for Shoutcast. The default is 8000.
Semicolon value and the value plus 1 must be available if you get a fatal error when semicolon the DNAS is setting up a socket on startup. Make sure nothing else on the semicolon machine is running on the same port left parent telnet locale list port number dash dash if you semicolon get connection refused, then you're clear to use that port right parent. Semicolon may require root privileges on port base equals 8000.
And here it says port base equals 8000, and I've left it at that. That's the default. If you're behind a firewall and you're, you know, doing your Shoutcast from your home computer, you need to make sure that those ports are open on the firewall, otherwise you're not going to get out.
Blank. Semicolon star star star. Semicolon optional parameters.
Now we're getting into optional parameters.
Semicolon star star star. Blank. Semicolon star star star. Semicolon login configuration. Semicolon star star star. Blank. Semicolon log file colon file to use for login. Can't be apostrophe slash dev slash no or none.
Now I'm going to arrow down through this pretty quickly because there's only a couple of things that I've changed, and there's nothing here in actuality that you really have to change.
Semicolon or empty to turn off log. Semicolon, semicolon, note colon on Win32. Semicolon, semicolon, log file equals sc underline serve dot log. Blank. Semicolon real time displays a status line that is updated every second.
This real time display can be turned off.
Semicolon with the latest semicolon can real time equals 0.
And it will say real time equals 1. And some of the stuff I've listened to people say to turn this off and set it to real time equals 0. You don't absolutely have to do that, but I have here.
Blank. Semicolon screen log controls whether login is printed to the screen or not. Semicolon, semicolon, screen log equals 1. Blank. Semicolon show last song specifies how show last blank semicolon 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 blank semicolon web log decides whether or not hit semicolon blank semicolon W3C enable terms semicolon semi given semicolon to third parties semicolon W3C blank semicolon W3C log describe is semicolon W blank blank semicolon star 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 semicolon network configuration semicolon star 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 blank semicolon SRCIP, the interface to listen for source connections on left parent or to make relay. Semicolon left parent make blank. Semicolon desk IP IP desk blank. Semicolon ebert port to connect ebert equals 8 blank. Semicolon this option may increase semicolon server if your name lookups equals 0 blank. Semicolon blank. Semicolon star star star. Semicolon server configuration. Semicolon star 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 blank. Semicolon admin password. Semicolon behavior of password to semicolon will grant the right to blank. Semicolon auto dump users controls semicolon stream idle indefinitely before disconnecting. The default is 30. Semicolon allowed to be idle before blank.
Here's one thing that you can change. Some people do change. I didn't.
Semicolon auto dump source time specifies how long in seconds the source stream is. Semicolon allowed to be idle before the server disconnects it. Zero will let the source. Semicolon stream idle indefinitely before disconnecting. The default is 30.
This number here will determine how long it takes the server to disconnect when it's not getting data sent to it.
Auto dump source time equals 30.
It's set to default at 30 seconds. If you go longer than 30 seconds without sending anything from Winamp to it, the server will disconnect. Some people set that to zero, which will allow it to be disconnected indefinitely, and the server will still try to broadcast. I just went ahead and left it at 30.
Blend. Semicolon content dir specifies the directory location on disk of where the stream. Directory. Semicolon is where sc underline. Blend. Semicolon in profile can spec. Blend. Semicolon backup file can. Semicolon. 32 kbps right paren. Semicolon left paren i.ec colon backslash 30. Semicolon. Blend. Semicolon title format specifies a format string for what title is sent to the. Listen, semicolon, even, semicolon, apostrophe, just in radio, servers, even, semicolon, for example, a string of apostrophe, listener, semicolon, title format specifies a full blend, semicolon, backup, blend.
Let's see here, where am I?
Semicolon, backup file equals C blend, semicolon, title format specifies a format string for what title is sent to the listener, semicolon, for example, a string, even, semicolon, apostrophe, semicolon, servers. Semicolon, the default is no format.
Most
string.
Of this stuff you don't need to change. I'm just going to take you through the bare minimum of changes.
Title form, blend. Semicolon, blend. Semicolon, public server can't be always, never, or default left parent, blend. Semicolon, public
now we're
server
down
can't
to
always, never,
a place here in
the
options where it says it's a public server or not.
Semicolon, any setting other than default will override the public. Semicolon of the source plug that public server equals blend. Public server equals never.
And if you don't want it to be public, you can set it to never. Otherwise, you can leave it to the default, and it will be a public server. What this means is if it's a public server, it will be listed in the Shoutcast directory. I'm just using mine here for private purposes, so I don't need it listed in the directory. So I just change this to never.
Blend. Semicolon. Allow relay determines whether or not other Shoutcast servers will be.
And that is basically all there is. So you could go ahead and save this. I haven't made any changes, but if you have, you'll want to save it. Okay, now that we've finished editing our INI file, we have all the changes made to it that we need to make. And as you can see, there are not too many to make. Now we're ready to test things out. And we're going to go back to the desktop.
Start menu, PABBY Wi-Fi Reader Tool submenu.
A.
Accessible S, sensory submenu,
S,
Shoutcast DNAS submenu,
S.
And we're going to go to our Shoutcast server now, and we'll bring that up. We go down to the Shoutcast DNAS menu, and we'll go into there.
Enter, edit Shoutcast DNAS configuration,
E.
Shoutcast DNAS left parent, D right parent,
S.
And we go to the Shoutcast DNAS GUI, and we'll hit enter on that.
Enter, leaving menus, both of Shoutcast server monitor dialog, v1.9.8/win32,
Okay, now our Shoutcast server program is up. This is the monitor. You can't do a whole lot in it. I'll take you around here just briefly. You can hit the Alt key.
Menu bar, kill server.
Hey.
And you get a menu that we can left and right arrow through. Your options in it are kill server, which will shut down the Shoutcast server.
Hide monitor.
Hey.
You can hide this monitor screen.
Edit log.
L.
You can edit the log, which is the connection log and the usage log. There's information in here that can be helpful sometimes.
Edit config.
C.
Edit config allows us to edit the INI file.
About.
A.
And about.
Escape, leaving menus, v1.9.8/win32.
You can Jaws cursor.
Jaws to PC. Top graphic 982 nulls of Shoutcast server monitor dialog. Kill server menu bar I must ** graphic 542. ** Shoutcast distributed network audio server. ** copyright left parent, C right parent, ** use policy.
And you can arrow down through here and get some information. There's not a whole lot of useful information.
*V1.graphic 425, *graphic 422, *graphic 853, *graphic 470, *06/12/07/1355, *23, greater left bracket main right bracket client main thread starting.
you can get a little bit of basic information here, but there's not a lot.
PC.
If in JAWS you do your insert page down to get your status bar, or in Window Eyes you do an insert control S, we can get status information on our connections to the server.
V1.9.8/win32006/12/07/13/57/05-left-parent0/5-left-parent-no-source-right-parent-right-parent.
Basically, it's telling us that we have 0 of 5 connections. That's what I configured in my INI file for my maximum connections was 5. There are no people connected right now. And it says there is no source. No source means that the WinAmp plugin isn't providing any stream to the server. Now, if we want to test this out...
Windows M, desktop, folder for W, wall-mark for W, WavePad, W, WinAmp, enter.
We can go into WinAmp, and we can actually start playing something. I have a the SAM encoder set up here right now. We'll talk about that more later.
Menu, system menu, Joseph WinAmp dot dot dot. W. Play sub menu. E. View bookmark sub menu. Edit add current ACB radio main leaving menus. WinAmp 5.35.
Great music, and so when.
And I'm just starting to play something here. You know. Check my encoder.
Select the system tray icon dialog. List box. Encoders. Context menu. New ends. Delete. Start F9 unavailable. Stop F10 unavailable. Enter. Leaving menus. List view. Not selected. 1MP3:56KB/S22KHZ. Stir. Dot. 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 Idle encoder. Not started. F8. F9.
Oops.
Not selected. 1MP. List view. 1MP3:56KB/S22KHZ. Stir. Dot. 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 Idle encoder. Not started. F9. 1MP3:56KB/S22KHZ. Stir. Dot. 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 Idle encoder. Not started. 1-1. Alt tab 1. ACB radio mainstream dash WinAmp. Alt tab. FOSC encode. Alt tab. Joseph 2 dash server. V1.9.8/win32006/12/07/13/58/49-left-parent0/5-right-parent.
Okay. And now when we go back to our monitor and we do our insert page down to get our status, we didn't hear no source anymore. This now means that the Shoutcast server is up and running. It has an input stream feeding it. And basically it's now just awaiting connections from other computers. If I go to another computer and I type the address in for this Shoutcast server, it will begin streaming into WinAmp on that computer. And that's basically all there is to it. This concludes part one of how to set up a Shoutcast server. In the next parts, we will talk about using the Shoutcast DSP plugin and the SAM DSP plugin and hopefully the Oddcast DSP plugin. I've had some troubles with the Oddcast DSP plugin getting it to work right here, so I don't know if I'll get to that or not. But I have used the Shoutcast DSP, which is free from Shoutcast.com. There are some issues in using that for the blind as far as accessibility and ease of use, but it can be done, and I have done it. And I'll talk about that next time. Also, we will talk about the SAM encoder, which is available from Spatial Audio. You can download a free trial of the encoder. The cost for the encoder, if you want to buy it, is $129. As we talk about these encoders, I'll show you the pros and cons, and you'll see why the SAM encoder probably is better if you're really serious about doing any kind of broadcasting, as it's much easier to use than the Shoutcast DSP plugin. But hopefully I'll be able to talk about the Oddcast plugin as well, and it's free, and it's also better than the Shoutcast plugin, especially for blind users. But I hadn't had a whole lot of luck at it, but I will try it again. So this wraps up this part. I hope it's been helpful, and I'll talk to you again next time. Thanks for listening.